Thanks for tuning in to KOVE 1330 AM 107.7 FM, Community Connected. We're here today with Fremont County Clerk Julie Freese, who is here to provide some information on two public meetings concerning County Commissioner redistricting. One of those is happening tonight in Lander, and the other will be held in Crowheart on Thursday. Julie, first off, how are you doing this morning?
Doing well. How are you doing?
Doing great. Appreciate you coming in and filling us in on this important info. But before you let us know where these meetings are going to be and how folks can attend them, can you give our listeners some background information on what the redistricting is and what that means for Fremont County citizens?
Sure. So Fremont County is the only county in the state that it has commissioner districts. And it was due to a lawsuit that we went through back 2010, in that area somewhere. And so what happened from that lawsuit is that we have to have five commissioner districts. And then if you're a commissioner candidate, you have to live in one of those areas to run for that seat.
Okay.
And so every 10 years, just like the legislature, we wait until they're done. Then we look and see how our numbers look for the county commissioners and see if we need to adjust them. And so that's why we're here today. And, you know, the county's population did decrease, a little bit over 900 people from the last decade. And so our numbers, when we looked at our current five county commissioner seats, really are all within deviation, which means the ideal deviation is that population divided by five. And the ideal population is 7,847. And all of the districts actually fall very close to that number.
So if it were too much, then you guys would have to adjust it accordingly.
Correct. Okay. It's a plus or minus five either direction that you have to stay within. And so our commissioners actually for a very long time now already have been saying, yeah, maybe we don't need to change our lines. But after the House and Senate lines got drawn, as the county clerk, I look at it by election standards as to, is there anything we can do to make our elections better? And some of these districts have had what we call split ballots, which means in your precinct, some of you vote on this ballot because it has this makeup of your House and Senate district.
Okay.
And the same thing, you know, for another split. So we look and see if there's better ways for our voters to know, you know, exactly what district am I in? Now we hear that a lot. And so there were two areas that I mentioned to the commissioners that we did kind of clean up, so to speak, in the House district redistricting. And one of them is Crowheart. And there's 109 census that we're dealing with up there. And it used to be that their commissioner district went way across the highway up into a random pattern of following canals and stuff.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And so from the House districting, we brought it down to the highway. So if you're on the north side of the highway, you're in House District 34. And so I wanted to do maybe the same thing for the commissioner district. So if you lived on that side of the highway, you know I'm in this House district and in this commissioner district. So
and there's almost that clear demarcation then at that point.
Yes. And so it wasn't going up to canals and stuff like that, and because I know there's been some complaints about that. So that's one area that we're looking at. And, of course, we'll talk to those folks out at Crowheart on Thursday night at 5:30 at the fire hall. The other one, I could take or leave this one because it doesn't matter. Again, we're going to have a lot of splits in our Milford district where this next one comes mm-hmm. in. But again, this would match the new House district lines. So in order to save the Missouri Valley area, which is over by Shoshone and Lysite,
right.
from going to the basin with the Shoshone and Lysite precincts, we stayed firm on that we didn't want to lose it. Well, it ended up that they voted to do a 62-31 House and Senate district rather than the 60-30 they have now. So 62 House seats and 31 Senate now, so that they're going to increase by three. But what that did for Fremont County is it maintained Missouri Valley, but then they told us, because the numbers had to be divided again differently, that we needed to do something with House District 54.
Okay.
So the Lyons Valley area was split to make that work. And so this change that I'm saying for us to look at would also make that commissioner district mirror that. Again, it really doesn't matter. The commissioners are saying they're good with lines as they are. But if we want to match those so our voters know, hey, I'm in this district and this district, that's great. If they really hate it and come in and say we don't want it, I can see the commissioners not changing that line and letting the commissioner district stand.
And so, that's still up in the air.
That is still up in the air. That's why we're doing this and just taking comment.
Okay.
And there might be areas that people want us to look at that we haven't brought to their attention.
Okay, that makes
sense too. So that's why we want to hear what people have to say. Please change this, or why is it like this? Or, but it's, like I said, it's really tight with the districts right now. So any major change would completely probably change our commissioner districts. But
and folks can weigh in on that. So tonight the meeting is in Lander where?
At the County Commissioner's Chambers at 5:30. And we aren't going to Zoom this. It's much easier to be able to look at the paper maps that we have. We might have some paper maps there. And then we're also going to be able to have it on screen so we can zoom in and out and let people see where they actually live and how it affects them.
Okay. So this is in person only.
In person, right.
So yeah. If
Same thing with Crowheart.
If you're listening, if you want to attend the Crowheart meeting or the Lander meeting, you have to do that in person. And just one more time, could you tell people the times and locations for both of those?
So tonight is at the County Commissioner's Chambers here in Lander at the County Courthouse, and that's at 5:30. And then the Crowheart one on Thursday is at the Crowheart Fire Hall, again at 5:30. And I realize that people can't attend, you know, anything that we have.
Right.
Please feel free to look at it on our website. It's kind of a small little map there. Or give me a call and say I want to come in and see it. I've had a couple today do that. So come in and look at it with us. And
do you have that phone number that people can reach you?
My phone number is 332-1122. And again, it's on the website as well. So please feel free to drop me a line or whatever, and I'll get those on to the county commissioners. We expect for the commissioners to make the decision on their lines April 19th.
Okay.
We will set our districts and precincts at the first meeting in May, so we want to be able to have time to get all of our work done so that we can present it to the commissioners in May. So I know that's coming up pretty fast, but like I said, we didn't really plan on a lot of changes anyway. Our mapping person, GIS mapper in the assessor's office is awesome, and so we can do some things pretty quickly as when we set our minds to it. But anyway, this is what we're bringing to the people right now and see what they have to say.
Perfect. Was there anything else you wanted to get out to the public before we let you go today?
You know, we'll be back on the air several times. As you know, election is starting up. Filing for office will start in the middle of May. So we've got a lot of election stuff coming up. Our election office is looking to do some trainings. There's been a lot of questions since the 2020 election and a lot of concerns. So we are doing some trainings on just educational things on how we test and seal our machines and
great
about absentee balloting and whatnot. So, and what has changed with the new laws. So those are things I always like to come back. So might be back here a little more.
Oh yeah, please feel free to stop by. Let us know. It sounds like great information that people need to know. Julie, thank you so much for stopping by
today.
Thanks
for having us.